This week, NPR Music posted its annual Best of 2016 extravaganza. 50 albums, 100 singles. It's a look back at a pretty dramatic year in music, in all styles and genres. Felix Contreras is host of NPR Music's Alt Latino, and he's here to talk about his picks of the year in Latin music. Hey there, Felix.
Good morning, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
So tell me, what kind of year has it been for Latin music?
Okay, in our little slice of the Latin music world and Latin alternative and Latin hip-hop, Latin rock, all that stuff, there continues to be this way cool movement of musicians who are expanding the notion of just what Latin music is.
Huh.
For example, we're listening to something right now by a guy named Helado Negro. That's his stage name. His real name is Roberto Lang. The album's called Private Energy. This track is called Mi Mano. And he really does this amazing job of exploring the intersection of electronic soundscapes and statements about Latino identity in English and in Spanish. It's an intoxicating mix, and I'm a very, very big fan. No sabe que le espera.
I love that percussive sound in the beginning of that clip. Where else can you hear musicians addressing their identity in music like this?
Okay, pretty much all over. And one of the highlights from this year was an album by a singer named Luisa Maita. She's a pop singer from sort of an indie background, an indie world in Brazil. Now, on this track, she starts with some traditional samba drumming, but she puts some electronic treatments on it to give it another level of context. This track is called Folia, and it's from her album Folia de Memoria. Se você nunca ouvir essa triste melodia
que ainda alegra esse quintal. Her voice has this beautiful ghostly quality to it.
Yeah, it's part of the production. It's a beautiful record. It sounds like that throughout.
Okay, so what's next?
Okay, now we're going to California for a group that's doing this fascinating reinterpretation of a Mexican folk genre called Son Jarocho. This trio is called Aparato, and what they've done is they've taken the rhythms of this Son Jarocho and minimalized it, right? They've reimagined it electronically so that the essence is still there. If you speed it up, it would sound like Son Jarocho.
Oh.
Okay. And listen to the vocalist. Kat is one of my favorite vocalists in any language. She's got a great, deep, husky voice. She's a great rock singer. This track is called Orbito. It's from their album Huastec 3000.
I just want to be drinking, like, wine in my living room and swaying right now. How do you find all of this music? How do you keep up with so many countries at once?
Before I answer that, I do have to remind you that this is not a final word. This is just the tip of the iceberg. You know, we do these things at the end of the year, but there's so much great music coming out, and people send band recommendations. After 6.5 years doing the show, you know, people kind of have an idea of what it is that we like, and we've been able to follow some artists, as a matter of fact, like our next artist, Carla Morrison. She's a Mexican vocalist. We've been watching her grow as a performer and a songwriter. You know, her sound is not particularly Mexican. There isn't anything that will make it stand out as a genre or a style. But to me, the drama of her voice recalls the best mariachi and rancheras. Her new album is called Amor Supremo, and this is a track called No Vuelvo Jamás. I'm never coming back. En silencio pierdo la noción de mí. Yo te amo con locura desmedida y eso le causa más dolor a mis heridas. Oh, this one is my favorite so far. Oh, yeah?
It just feels emotional. I can't even understand what she's saying, but I feel like my chest is swelling.
I think it's safe to say that, you know, somebody did her wrong and she's letting them know about it.
But why does this remind you of mariachi bands? Like, what is the quality of what we just heard?
It's the drama. The best mariachi tears at your heartstrings. And it's something that, you know, as a kid, I didn't get it because I was a kid. You got to be an adult. You got to have loved and lost, and you have to have lived life to understand the essence of mariachi. And Carla Morrison does that with her music.
Felix Contreras is the host of NPR Music's Alt Latino. He'll post a more exhaustive list of favorites next week. That'll be part of NPR Music's Best of 2016 coverage. Thank you so much, Felix. It was great having you here.
It's always my pleasure. Thanks for having me.